Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Monty Poole covers the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. I don't know if he's had any downtime, like 15 minutes from the end of the finals till the NBA draft. And now he's got, I don't know, a day or so to catch his breath before free agency starts. And I don't know how active it will be for the Warriors, but he's here to talk about it courtesy of the Human Guest Line. Monty, how are you, man? Thanks for making time today.
I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. So, how you taking in this week, man? You have any opportunity to take a break, kick your feet up, or is it just a go until free agency's over?
It's pretty much a go until the 17th, you know, because you go from the finals to the parade to free agency draft or draft free agency, and then summer league in San Francisco, and then summer league in Vegas. That ends on the 17th. And after that, the Warriors will sort of shut down to a degree. There'll be a lot of people not showing up for work the last part of July, and I'll take some time off too at that point.
Perfect.
Good for you, man.
How you enjoying the antics of Team Petty since they won the championship?
You know, some of it is kind of silly, but you know, that's 2022 in America, man. And so the social media stuff, you know, Draymond's podcast, it is a time when you sit back and you reflect on what the good things are, and you laugh at the stuff that you just want to go, what the heck is that about? So the bottom line to me is that, you know, as long as guys do their jobs, let them do what they want to do. I mean, they just won a championship, and if you may recall that during the finals, there were people who were saying Draymond's spending too much time on his podcast, and therefore it's hurting the team. They can't win like that. Well, they won, so let them go. And it's wild, though, to see all the things that are being said, both on various podcasts and also on the talking heads on TV.
You know what's incredible, Monty? Like, these guys, not just these guys, everybody, they hear everything. Yeah. Like, everybody finds out about it. There's, like, nothing said that they don't hear. There could be somebody, I don't know, over in, like, Turkmenistan that says something, and they'll point that guy out at the end of the year, too. Like, nobody misses anything anymore, do they?
No. No, that's the thing. And the funny part about it is, you know, you've heard stories about guys being on their phones at halftime.
Yeah,
some of that's true. Yeah, some of that is true. Guys are scrolling through social media at halftime. What's Instagram got? What's Twitter got? So it's really wild, but, you know, that's why you look at it like Steve Kerr when he decided he's going to get off Twitter. And he has posted one tweet in the last, like, 16 months. And his advice to James Wiseman last year.
Yep.
James, you know, just kind of back away from that stuff because it's not good for you. And honestly, when you're addicted to social media, it can be very, very bad for your mental health. So, but if you're an athlete and you love to play with it, go ahead. Kevin Durant is an expert at playing with social media, and he refused to back away, so he's enjoying it, I guess.
No, absolutely. So what do you think in terms of priority the Warriors are looking at free agency? I read an article last night because I know Otto Porter Jr. can't get a lot of money from the Warriors at the 3.1 or something like that. So he's probably going to get more money elsewhere. But
right.
What about Looney seems to be the guy and Payton. Those are the two guys that I look at and go, they really paid huge dividends. And I mean, Otto Porter Jr. did too. There's no doubt about it. But as far as like realistic guys they could keep, they're just going to have to spend money, just money. I mean, that bill they're paying, I mean, it's worth it, obviously, because Chase, they're killing it, and they're winning finals and whatever. But, man, it's got to be the largest in sports easily. But what are those the two priorities, you think, trying to get those two guys?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Looney is number one. I don't think there's any question about that because think about it. If he doesn't come back, then what do they do? Well, I mean, think about what they miss.
Yeah.
And, you know, James Wiseman is obviously the center of the future, but he's basically a rookie, you know, and plus Lilly's a different type of player. He's a player you can just plug in with these guys. His teammates trust him. Steve says he's crucial to everything they do, and on both ends of the court, you know. And so then what does he do in the postseason? He breaks out and becomes a damn star in the postseason by rebounding the ball, doing the dirty work, and even getting a few buckets here and there. So I think Looney is a guy who this year made his goal was to play every game, and he played 104 games, and he held up. He played 35 minutes in a postseason game, something he had never done before. He made his point. I'm healthy, and when I'm healthy, I'm a good player. So the Warriors definitely want to keep him because they don't want to go into the season looking at, you know, thinking, okay, we got Wiseman still with the learning curve, and then Draymond, who's really, you know, again, not really a center, but who plays that position when he out of necessity sometimes. And then where do you go from there? So Kevon is a big part of what they want to do. And then GP2, I think I guess you could say he's number two priority because of what he does for this team. And the Warriors are the first team to figure out how to use him effectively. You know, other teams looked at him out of the college, out of Oregon State, and said, okay, he's a point guard, but he's not really a point guard. He's not a shooting guard. He can't shoot. He's only 6'2", 6'3". So, well, yeah, they couldn't figure out what to do with him. And then what do the Warriors do? They say, how about we just use him as a basketball player, you know, and a guy who can hound the heck out of the opposing ball handler and get this, play in the dunker spot.
I know. The world's smallest power forward, I called him.
Yeah, that's crazy, but it's effective. I mean, how many times did we see GP2 sneak in behind the trees on the baseline there and get a layup or a dunk, you know, so... they figured out how to use him effectively, and so he made himself some money. He can go in the next season. He'll get some money from somebody, and the Warriors hope it's them. And again, Looney, I don't want to say he's easier to replace than Looney, but because he gave him something they didn't have before. You know, and they need a guard who can defend. You know, Steph is really good now in defense. You watched him play in the postseason. And Steph, you know, he's a good defender now. He wasn't always, but he's strong enough to be a good defender now. Klay is still, you know, is a good defender who should get better as he gets his legs back next year. But GP2 is a full court pickup guy, you know, and he can guard multiple positions. So they'd like to have him back. The kid they drafted, Ryan Rollins, defensively apparently has some of what GP2 brings in terms of a guy who can hound the ball and get steals and stuff. So that's good. They're high on him. They paid $2 million to move up seven spaces to take him. So that tells you what they think of him. But still, he's going to be a rookie. You know, he'll turn 20 this week. So you just, you know, you don't want to count on that. And that's where GP2 comes in because even though he's only been around the league, you know, he's only had one full season in the NBA with one team, he's still kind of, you know, he's young, but he's 29 years old. So those are the top two. And then you go to Otto and Belly. And I think when you look at that, I think those are luxuries at this point because it's going to be hard to get those guys back. And you also want to make room for guys like Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga next season to play a few more minutes. So it's going to be interesting, but I think the two priorities are pretty clear. It's Moon and GP2.
Talking to Monty Poole on the UMA guest line. In terms of those other two spots, you just mentioned Otto Porter and Bjelica may not come back just because they'd be tough to retain. And they do want to get some of those younger guys more minutes and make them more rotational pieces for next year. Do you see them potentially filling out those other two spots if it's not Porter and Bjelica as maybe title-chasing veteran minimum guys like we've seen in the past?
It's going to have to be that way. I mean, and that's where they rely on their quote-unquote culture to sort of get guys that want to come here. You know, and I think in the last couple of years, for example, they've gone after guys, and guys chose elsewhere. They went after Patty Mills, mm-hmm. a Nick Batum, you know, and those guys went elsewhere. Well, I think the Warriors, by winning this championship, may have gotten some of their cachet back in that regard. And so, yeah, if you have a veteran or two out there that are thinking, you know what, this team would be fun to play with. The guys seem to be having fun. The culture, we hear about the culture all the time, and you heard Andrew Wiggins talk about how important it is for him to want to stay here and why he wants to stay here. And, you know, he said a lot of teams talk about family, but here it's real. And, you know, when you have NBA players selling the franchise like that, there's some mileage to that because for many years, as Tom, as you know, for many years, these things were not being said about the Golden State Warriors.
No. People couldn't wait to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Now they can't wait to get the hell in.
Yeah, I mean, you had to overpay guys Derek Fisher.
Yeah,
you had to overpay guys like that to come because nobody wanted to come here. So, but how times have changed, and that's a reflection on ownership, and it's also a reflection on number 30 and just mm-hmm. what he's been able to do with his franchise over the last decade. So it's good for them. It's an amazing story, and it's why people would want to even think about coming here to play for a minimum when they know they can go somewhere else and make more money.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about Jordan Poole because I think his case will be interesting. I don't know if they're going to be willing to give him max. They might. But I'm looking at it from Jordan's viewpoint. Do you think Jordan's going to want to stay here and make good money, really good money, but come off the bench for 3 or 4 more years? Because I don't think Clay is leaving anytime soon. Steph isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And if Wiggins resigns, well, that's your 1-2-3 right there. You just don't have enough room in the starting lineup. Sure, he'll get minutes, but he's going to have to share a lot of those minutes and a lot of those buckets with the other guards. I wonder, I don't know him well enough to know whether he'll be willing to say, you know, that's fine. If I'm going to make my money, I can maybe win championships here. But he's already won one. Or do you think maybe he'll say, well, I can get the same amount of money, maybe even a little bit more, and go somewhere else and be a starting two guard in this league and get a little bit more. I don't know how much he wants. I don't know. Some guys want it. Some guys don't. But younger guys, you know, they want to prove themselves in the league, and they want to get out there and play as much as possible. I don't know if the money's going to be a huge factor, Monty, but I'm just wondering what the role on the team will be. Like, if he'll, like, maybe desire a larger role, then he'll get here.
Jordan wants to be a star.
Yeah, that's no question.
He wants to be a star, and, you know, I think he realizes that with this team, you know, he's not going to be a starter. You know, there's Clay and there's Steph. And I think money would be obviously a huge part of the equation, but I think there will come a time in, you know, not too distant future when he wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
And on this team, that's not going to happen for a while. And so the Warriors understand that. I think the way that they played it this season by, you know, giving him a little bit more rope, giving him a little bit more minute and a little more time and giving, you know, having him be the guy during the non-Steph minutes, I think that may have pacified him a little bit. And then to win a championship, I think that may have helped too. I talked to his dad a couple of while back, and his dad wants to make sure that, you know, Jordan places importance on where he is and comfort with where he is. And so I think there is something to be said about, you know, the team you know versus the team you don't know. I mean, I think he'd rather be making, you know, I think he'd rather be playing for the Warriors and making a lot of money than playing for, you know, the Hornets or the Pistons or somebody else and making, you know, Orlando and making, you know, a little bit more money. I think he wants to be in a place that really understands who he is and a place that will let him, that will listen to him.
Yeah.
That will listen to him. And I think he's gotten that over the course of this year because there were some rough moments before this season between he and Steve. And I think now they all kind of figured out, okay, here's what Jordan can do. And here's why he's important to what we do.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
A few more minutes with Monty Poole on the UMA guest line. Tom and I were talking about this a little bit earlier as free agency approaches, and it sounds like John Wall is going to sign with the LA Clippers. He's reached an agreement on them or with them. We were discussing which teams in the West would maybe be the biggest threat to the Warriors next season. We threw out the Clippers and the Grizzlies as probably the top two. You have a thought on that and who you think might be the best in the West next year coming up against the Warriors?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Grizzlies are obviously going to be back and they'll be good again. The Clippers, when Kawhi comes back, you know, we'll see how he looks. But you know, Kawhi's kind of a, he's a Terminator out there. So, and you still have Paul George over there and John Wall. We'll see how he looks. So the Clippers have some question marks, but they're going to be good next year. They're going to be back in the mix next year after being sort of a peripheral playoff team the last couple of years without Kawhi. I don't know what the Suns are going to do with Ayton yet. And I think that's an important part of what their future looks like. And right now it seems like they're just kind of messing around with it. And if Ayton leaves, if they move him, they drop. They drop. So, but, you know, there's a dark horse out there. I think New Orleans can be not a top four team maybe, but certainly a playoff team next year with Zion coming back, the guys they've signed. You know, C.J. McCollum will have had, you know, a half a season with those guys. Brandon Ingram found his footing. I think they're going to be pretty good next year. So Utah, we'll see what they do with Gobert. There's some questions there about whether he'll stick around. Denver's getting Jamal Murray back. That's going to matter. They get Michael Porter Jr. back. So they'll be back in the mix. The West next year could be tougher than this year.
Yeah.
And because there's just more teams in the mix. And Portland is still wheeling and dealing. So we'll see how they play it out. But right now, there's the top six teams in the West are going to be better than the top six teams were last year. So it's going to be tough for any team to come out of that and win, say, 65 games or 60 games even. And so we'll see how it turns out. But it's going to be tough. Phoenix paid a price for winning 60 games this past year. You saw what happened to them in the playoffs.
Speaking of Phoenix, Monty, it's like just when you thought the Suns stopped being the Suns, they go back to doing stupid stuff like jerking around with DeAndre Ayton. Like, you drafted this guy. You have one of the best centers in the league, and he's a guy that you could only hope to have. I mean, is he perfect? Absolutely not. But he can get out. He can defend the perimeter a little bit for you. He's agile. He's a good roller on the pick and roll. He can score for you. He proved that during the playoffs inside 15 feet. There were times where he looked damn near unstoppable. And
yep.
While you may have to swallow hard when you look at the, oh, that's the max. Hey, look, there's not a lot of those big dudes that can get up and running down, up and down and run and do what he does. Yeah, you got to pay that money. And I know it's tough, but it's like I can't believe they're thinking this hard about what they want to do with the guy that they drafted. And he's actually turned into, like, 2 years ago, you thought, oh, boy, there's no way this guy's getting max. But now you're thinking, boy, you guys did a hell of a job, you know, growing this guy. He's finally here. And now you're going to mess it up. It's like, come on, Suns.
Yeah, you know, Mark Bryant is one on the staff there, and Mark Bryant is, he may be the best big man coach in the league. I mean, he does a really good job of getting the most out of guys. I mean, you got your rotation there is Bismack Biyombo, JaVale McGee, and DeAndre Ayton, and it worked.
Yep.
it worked, and you're right. He's been instrumental to DeAndre becoming a really solid player with the potential to be a star. And think about this, though. You know, if they lose DeAndre, you know, Chris Paul's got, what, maybe one or two more years to go before he's done. So they lose Ayton, and they lose, and Chris Paul goes, where are the Suns going to be 3 years from now? You know, well, let's see. We've got Devin Booker and Mikal Bridges and what? So, this is trending in the wrong direction if you're a Suns fan. But like you said, the Suns, just when you think they got things figured out, they decided, oh, let's go back to who we were a few years ago.
Well, it's sort of like how the Hornets just did that, right? They hired Steve Clifford again.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we couldn't figure it out, so we'll just bring back this guy who was here a few years ago.
Well, the Hornets, Michael's cheap.
Not with his race cars, he's not.
You know, they don't want to pay. They've already told Miles Bridges, well, you know, we like you, but I don't know if you want to get the max. You know, you may have to go somewhere else if you want the max. You'll see, you know, I'm not sure. So it's tough. And they apparently, you know, they made it clear that they want to keep some of the assistants. Why? Because, hey, they're still under contract.
Exactly.
So the new head coach gets to keep them because they're already under contract. You're not going to pay these guys to leave.
Come on, Mike. Yeah. I mean, how many more pair of shoes you need to sell?
Seriously,
I mean, you know what I think? You know what I think Jordan does, Monty? I think he probably sits up there and thinks about max contracts. He goes, I could still kill this guy. I'm not giving this guy the max.
And he's out there running with him, too.
I'd still go out there and wear this guy out. Yeah. I mean, we can't give you the max. You got to beat me. I'm like That makes almost 60. I could still kick your ass. Yeah.
Well, and the scary part about it is he probably could.
He probably could.
You see videos of him out of practice
with a damn cigar in his mouth.
Wow, dude, totally, totally bodying up LaMelo and everything. Oh, Monty, thanks for making time today, man. Fun catching up. We'll talk to you a little bit later, man.
All right, fellas. Happy
thanks, Monty.
Good stuff from Monty Poole. You missed it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.